business as more people seek less processed foods. Keith Peters reporting.
A Flag Day ceremony in Mexico went awry with troops flying the country's red, white, and green tricolor upside down. Local media shows images of the giant flag fluttering over Mexico City's Campo Marte parade ground Saturday with the iconic eagle inverted. In some countries, flying a flag upside down is a distress signal or a form of protest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, sound on my headphones. You got it on yours?
Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty
road.
There
we go.
Road.
I'm on.
It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The loggers and the cowboys. Double cross, foul sack, and set them. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. In your soul, in your soul, in your soul.
Looks like it settles in your soul.
The sunsets never gets old.
It always does.
It always settles in your soul.
It does. Good morning. We're at Jefferson. Jefferson's state of mind and Jefferson's state of mind. Both. We are Jefferson.
We are.
Are we not?
We are.
Are we not?
We are.
Okay. Good. We think that way, don't we, folks?
Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Hey, Jared. How are you doing, buddy?
Jared's keeping us out of trouble so far.
I am doing well this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. He's keeping us out of trouble, hovering over the button on Terry's behalf. So we're ready, fired up, and ready to go here. One more time.
We are. Now, tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church, we'll be having a gentleman coming in. His name is Officer Joe. He used to work for the Drug Enforcement Task Force, and just a really great guy, very outspoken, and also somebody who speaks with a lot of common sense. So we're excited to have him. As you know, there's quite an issue with AB 109, with the drug situation that we have here in Shasta County, frankly, in every county. And also, you know, there is an issue on the marijuana issue. Interesting take on that, although we're not going to belabor that subject. Eventually, I think the federal government's going to have to give up the ghost on that one.
Yeah.
And it'll be up to the counties, and should be up to the people anyway. But along with that, we are going to have Mark Baird calling in today, and we're excited about that. And, Wynn, do you want to give him a little chit-chat on what we got going on the 28th of February?
What do we have on the 28th? I don't know. Maybe a little road trip? We're going to take a road trip down to the Robert Matsui Federal Courthouse in Sacramento, 501 I Street. We're going to go down there and hang out outside, excuse me, and we're going to just do a little bit of a protest. And we're going to be out there with our banners and, you know, making sure that we're speaking about why the courts are corrupt, what's happening, what's going on, why are we not in court yet? Because we've been delayed and they're going to, you know, the court is telling us to tweak our case again, and here we are tweaking it once again, and then they're going to, delay it months out, and then they'll send it back to us and tell us to delay it again.
So, well, I think that's...
tweak it again, I mean.
I think the thing is that we have to You know, we have to remember when we're down there, too, that we want to always be respectful, but we have we also have freedom of speech, and we have the right to assemble, First
That's
Amendment.
Right.
We
That's
have
right.
the right to redress our grievances, First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you know, we'll be going down. There is a bus. Maybe someone will call in and give all the information on the bus. Sal, that'd be good if you do that. Also, the other thing is when we're down there, you want to make sure you have your phones and your cameras,
mm-hmm.
Just in case. And again, it's peaceful. This is not direct. We don't direct anything personally at any one person.
No, it's about
or any one official. It's about the process.
The process. That's right.
And that's what we're going to be talking about. Also, I think that people need to understand that you know, the idea of a legislative body that can oversee a judicial and an executive branch is the way the process is supposed to work in our country. And unfortunately, because of the fact that we only have 120 representatives, 40 and 80, 40 in the Senate, 80 in the Assembly,
mm-hmm.
and we have 2,600 judges, obviously that oversight position becomes a little bit difficult. So, again, another reason for more representation, along with one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every 500,000. So
yep.
definitely there's okay. room for that. I've done a lot of interviews the last week. A lot of us have. From what I understand, Nevada County and El Dorado County and Placer County have now put together a radio program. Congratulations, guys. And it just goes to show you how folks can work together. And that's the real keynote here is all of us working together for a common cause, no matter what that is. There's many, many, many issues out there right now and many different things that people are fighting for, whether it be the great group of Judicial Watch that's fighting the Voter Integrity Project, another great group of people. So you've got a lot of people out there fighting for liberty. At this particular point in time, there's a lot of plates in the air. And so what we have to do is make sure we support everybody and we're supportive of one another. So I think that tomorrow night will be interesting listening to Officer Joe, again, 3276 Pacelli Lane. 6 p.m., 5:30 is our Jefferson meeting. Very important. We'll be talking about, again, the trip down to Sacramento, to the Robert Matsui Courthouse. And I believe that's, what is that, 501?
I Street.
501 I Street, and it will start at 2 p.m.
Correct.
So, and by the way, folks, the phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567.
And then also, too, like with your signage, you're going to bring signage. You definitely should have signage there. And your signage should indicate that it, you know, it says Citizens for Fair Representation versus Alex Padilla or Secretary of State or both. You know, that way people, when the pictures go out and the video goes out, people question, what is that? And then they'll Google it and then they'll find out what's really going on. Lack of representation.
Yep.
And that's what we're all about, trying to get this resolved so that we do have representation and adequate representation and authorized representation to do what they are supposed to do for us. Remember, our representatives are the employees to the taxpayers and to the voters. They are our employees. We can never let them forget that.
They are. And here's somebody who always reminds the government officials they are our employees. We have Nick on the line. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I just called. I forgot the phone number of the station, so I called to get the number of the station.
Okay. Well done. You accomplished your goal there, buddy.
All right. Hey, listen, I was on social media yesterday. It was Reading Crime 2.0. And you know what? We're getting under their skin. We're being called white supremacists now. A gal replied to Rally Sally's post on there, telling us about the state of Jefferson and trip we're taking. And Susan Gelwick, she said that she was at Trader Joe's and there was a table of Jefferson people taking signatures, and a colored person walked up, and the gal said, "This isn't for you."
Yeah.
And I've read others. There's a guy named Reed Davis that comments on the Reading Searchlight website, and he's accused us of being a white supremacist. Isn't that something?
Interesting.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Mark Baird has said it 100 times. The ugly part hasn't even started yet. I mean, you know, people come out of the woodwork and say things that just aren't true. We face that all the time, day in and day out. It just is what it is. But, you know, what we have to do is stay the course, keep fighting for the truth. And talking about the truth, just to bring up something about our local area here. Nick, did you see where the city council now is has their undies in a knot because they realize that we're $20 million, at least they're admitting to $20 million in debt and unfunded liability over the next 10 years, and we have to have an emergency tax passed that the people are supposed to vote for, so we're supposed
to... Well, I intend to write a letter to the editor. I want to bring to people's attention that, you know, I haven't seen any of the public servants do any sacrifices yet. We've got, you know, over 450 people that work for the city of Reading whose total compensation is over $100,000 a year. In a community whose medium income is around $45,000 a year.
That's for a family of four.
That's right, and it seems to me that, you know, they're part of the community. They could sacrifice a little bit also.
Starting
but anyway, getting back to that, to what I first called about, we've got Derek Maxson. He's on there saying Rally Sally's a propagator of fake news and propaganda.
She's and getting popular.
Got a gal, Joetta Ferguson. She's suggesting that we put a marijuana leaf on our flag. And, you know, when they start coming out with that crap, you know you're getting under their skin, and that's something to be proud of.
I think you're right, my friend.
You're right.
Yes, absolutely. And I've got a neighbor next door. His name's Eddie McAllister. He's a colored gentleman, wonderful guy, just retired from the county. And if we're going to be white supremacists, he wants to be the head of our Ku Klux Klan chapter. So I just wanted to throw that in, let you know we're getting under their skin, and we ought to be damn proud of it with a capital D. I'm proud to be a redneck.
There you go. Thank you, Nick.
Have a great day.
See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Well, that's Nick. Never a loss for words with that boy.
But he's right, though. We're getting under people's skin, and you're right. Ugly is going to start showing its true colors here pretty soon. And we've been experiencing ugly for quite a while. I mean, some of us personally, you know what's going on. But you know that you're doing it. You're doing something right when the ugly comes out because that's all they've got. They don't have an alternative. They don't have a better plan. They don't have a better idea. They don't have better action to take. And they're not even willing to listen to what's really going on and how things should be normally, the way, excuse me, the way things are supposed to be, the way the founders set it up. So, you know, we have deviated so far off the rails, and folks are just trying to figure out, you know, where they're at. They're ignorant, and ignorant is not a bad thing. Ignorant just means they don't know. So they don't know what they don't know, and they're just going to throw ugly at us, and that's what's going to happen. So just remember, when they start throwing that stuff at you, they're ignorant. And just remind them of that.
We have Lori on the line. How are you, Lori, darling?
Hey.
Hey, Lori.
Good morning, Wynn and Terry. Hey, just quick thing. I'm not sure if Nick said during that rally or protest or what they were doing at Trader Joe's, but I think he said a colored person, and I'm sure he meant something other than that word. So just... trying to clarify on what
well,
I think I heard was.
I know. I think that's okay. Well, here's the deal. Real deal is that could be true. But the thing is that, you know, a lot of times, don't you think we all need to grow up and look at things in context? Let me just finish. Let's look at things in context. I mean, you know, he's best friends with his neighbor. I don't think that he meant anything by that. I understand what you're saying, and of course. Maybe that's something that's something that maybe he needs to correct, but the real deal is that I think maybe, here in America, you know, as we're all Americans, we're all citizens of this country, that believe in it, want the rights of it, want to have the liberty that this country gives us, the Constitution gives us, and frankly, that God gives us, that's where the liberty comes from. So we should be careful about the way that we, frame things and frame words, and that's true, but I don't think the context was meant in anything.
Well, I just know that people are listening to the show, and
right.
I just don't want anyone out there in the larger audience or locally or even
well,
one person.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll clarify further with whomever I need to in the future. I have the bus itinerary.
Good,
I
thank
did
you.
Try to call Sue, and I got her voicemail. So I will read the itinerary real quick before you get to Mark Baird, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Go for it. Okay, it's leaving on Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Eagles Nest Church parking lot. It departs promptly at 10:15, which means we have to have everything under the bus belly and, you know, organized and find your seat and whatnot. 10:45, they'll be stopping in Red Bluff. 11:15, they're going to stop in Corning at Denny's. It's, I guess, a big truck stop thing. And then arriving at the courthouse at 1:30. Lunch is going to be on our own if people have a different dietary thing. 2 p.m. is the protest. 4 p.m. the projected departure time. Possible stop for dinner in either like Corning, Red Bluff, Reading. It kind of is up to people. We should be back in Reading by 7 p.m. And the price, including gratuities, is $45. She can take check, credit card. I do have her email if that helps. It's I'll give her the phone number first, 530-276-8730. And her email is Sue, S-U-E, at boomerangtravelpro.com. So hopefully that gives some people indication. I know I registered, and I'll pay tomorrow, so you do not have to be using your credit card if you don't want to online. A lot of people, like myself, try to limit that whenever possible.
All right. Well, thank you, Lori.
Hey, Lori, thanks a lot. Can you repeat the number again, hon? The number.
Yeah, the phone number for Sue is 530-276-8730.
Fantastic, Lori.
Yeah, and I also look forward to the taped event with Travis Allen. That was a pretty interesting dialogue last Monday night. I'm glad we had that.
Yeah, we had about 30,000 hits on that initially. The other thing I wanted to bring up on that, are you going to bring your camera, my dear? We need to have the Lori camera. No, seriously.
I will bring my camera.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Lori. Gary Holohan. Where are you there, buddy? How are you, Professor? Are you there, Professor?
He's got the delay on the radio.
Yes, good morning. How are you? Regarding the city council and monetary emergency, there is no emergency. There is with the incompetent city council, but there is no emergency. They've known about this debt and money problems for years, since when Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones were on the council. How many years ago was that? How time flies? 10+?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's the same people on city council. It's the same people. I mean, you know, you still have the same cast of characters. So why would we trust them now?
And they're leading from behind.
Exactly. So there's no emergency.
Nope.
Well, like I said, it's the same cast of characters, and two are trying to do a rerun, and they were there the last time and have been presiding over the coming bankruptcy. So, I just throw that out. So it was nice to follow Nick and Lori. Nick's always good for a laugh, isn't he?
Oh, Nick's great.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll have a fine discussion. You know, we have a I'm kind of prejudiced. I'm bringing a guest to compliment Officer Joe regarding the marijuana and other issues.
So. There you go.
Thank you, Professor.
Thanks,
yep,
Gary.
Right. Take care. Bye.
We have Mark Barron on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just fine. Moving right along here.
Yeah, I heard. I've been listening for a while. But, I just want to – first thing, I was in Patrick Jones's shop, Jones Fort, yesterday, and I just want to say Patrick and his crew are some of the finest supporters of the Second Amendment that we have in Jefferson, and I really appreciate Patrick's knowledge and his willingness to help out, and just his ability as a gunsmith and his support for the state of Jefferson. What a great guy and what a great business. And I just want to encourage people, support the businesses that support us. You know, especially support the businesses that support this program, and let's put our money where our mouth is here and thank the people who have extended themselves and put themselves out on a limb to help the state of Jefferson by giving them our business. You're going to go somewhere. Why not go to the places that support us?
Amen, brother.
Yeah,
amen.
We go there, I know, just for all our needs. We didn't even go anywhere else, and I know Wynn's the same way. There's many, many, many of us that believe in what you're saying, Mark, and you're right about Patrick. They take their time with you. They help you with stuff. They're just great people to deal with. The pricing is always very, very good. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't. I mean, it's a one-stop place for most of us here and for any of our ammunition or firearm needs.
Yeah, that's great. Also, one other thing, I know people have been asking questions. There is a troll in Siskiyou County. His name is Daniel Webster. He has started a Facebook page that he calls State of Jefferson, and he uses our logo. And, you know, look, people have the First Amendment right to speak, and Daniel is definitely not a supporter of the State of Jefferson. He's a new California person, or I'm not really sure what he is. But when you go on that Facebook page, you're not hearing the official news of the State of Jefferson. You're hearing that one guy who sits there making up things about people and defaming their characters and telling half-truths and lies and trying to destroy this movement and defame the people in it. So I just want to warn people, when you go to Daniel Webster's State of Jefferson page, that's what you're getting. And you're not getting the truth, no matter how much he stands on the soapbox and claims it's the truth, it isn't the truth. So anyway, that's enough about that, and I'm not going to waste any more time on the guy. So let's talk about the protest, huh?
Yep, Wednesday at 2 p.m. in front of the Robert Matsui Courthouse, 501 I Street. Is that correct, Wynn?
Yes. 501 I Street.
Yep. And so
501 I Street, as in India, is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's important. I know we have people coming down in cars, and when we come, you know, bring your signs, and it's very important that your signs illustrate the case that we're making, and that is CFR v. Alex Padilla. So, you know, your protest signs should say something about CFR, Citizens for Fair Representation, versus Alex Padilla, because that's the case that we're trying to see have its fair day in court. And, you know, it's interesting to me, people created this state. We can prove it. People created the United States government. It wasn't here before. This was not a land filled with government waiting for people that they could rule over. That's been true for the entirety of history. You can, you know, if you believe in the principles that founded this country and founded this nation, you can trace our roots back to Adam and Eve. And the only government in those days was God. And so governments came later. People created government to serve them, to secure their freedom. In California, we specifically created this government to secure and perpetuate the blessings of our freedom. That's it. That was their big job. And now we have a government that rules over us and has told the people of California that the legislative branch, the people's branch of government, will never grow with population. So if we're to have three co-equal branches of government with adequate checks and balances, how is it that the branch of government, in other words, I think it was Gary that said this best, he said the people are the roots and the trunk of the tree of liberty. And the soil they're planted in is the Bible. It's Judeo-Christian principles. And that soil provides nutrients to the roots and the trunk of the tree. Government in the tree of liberty only has three branches. And those branches are supposed to be co-equal with equal power, separate from one another, not distant because they influence one another, but they are to be separate from one another with checks and balances one upon the other. So I would like the people listening to this radio broadcast to ask themselves this question. If the people in power in the legislature of the state of California decided in the 1870s to hold on to that power for the express purpose of denying a specific group of people access to political power in the state, and in those days it was the Chinese. Today it's to keep rural people out of power. I mean, the pendulum of persecution and the pendulum of discrimination is constantly swinging. You know, I think a lot of times people say, gosh, I'm so tired about hearing about discrimination and so on and so forth. But remember, the group they persecute today is a different group from the group that's going to be persecuted tomorrow. But typically, that persecution is the quest of a group of elites, ruling elites, in order to exert control over the people that created them. We created government. That's important.
Mark, we've got to go to a break. Can you hold on through it, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. Hold your thought. Thanks again, Mark, and we'll talk to you after the break. And when, my friend, time has come.
For 51.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, and as George Washington said as he was crossing the Delaware,
it's time for the annual President's Day sale.
Today, choose from 4 of Kia's most popular brand new 2018 models and get 0% financing for 75 months. That's free money and make no payments for 90 days.
Kia, America's best value gives you more. America's best warranty and a full line of award-winning vehicles to fit your budget and your lifestyle. SUVs, crossovers, sedans, luxury cars, the all-new 365-horsepower 2018 Kia Stinger GT and the 51-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Check out the President's Day sales specials now. On approval of credit, must finance through KMF for 0% and 90-day delayed payment offer. Subject to prior sales, 0% for 75 months is $13.33 per thousand financed. Sale ends 2/28.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are we at last brought to such humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our defense?
Don't try and take my guns away. You'll wish you hadn't, you'll be sorry. The worst mistake you'll ever make. Don't try and take my guns away. You think today's your lucky day? Better think it through before it's too late. Listen close to what I say. Don't try and take my guns away.
Don't try to take my guns away. You know, the neat thing about that is, as we listen to the music here, we've got a monitor, and we're able to watch the video, the YouTube of that, and it's very, very good, some of the pictures there.
Very patriotic.
Very patriotic, you know. And again, it's the type of thing where we look at the government, and as Mark was just saying, we have rights that come from God, and we have a line in the sand called the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And our Second Amendment rights are being totally violated. I mean, 1,000,000,000% violated. Anybody else tired of that? I know you are, Kima Sabe. You're probably real tired of it, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. But but anyway, so getting back to it, you know, we have three branches of government that are supposed to be co-equal. And now, in the 1870s, when there were only 400,000 people in California, a little bit less than 500,000 people, the legislature turned to the people then and said, it's not convenient for us to keep adding legislators and representatives as the population grows. So we're not going to do it anymore. That's it. 80 assemblymen and 20 senators for 400 people. And don't worry, it's plenty. We can oversee the 5 or 6 state agencies, and we won't have any problem overseeing 50 judges, because that's all there were then. So now, 150 years later or so, we've added 39.5 million people in round numbers, and the state agencies have gone from 5 to 575, judges have gone from 50 to 2,500, and yet the people's branch of government remains stagnant. So in our wildest dreams, how is that power being shared? And now it seems, because the legislature doesn't want to and can't oversee the other two branches, that the bulk of the power falls to the executive and the judicial. And my proof of that is Jerry Brown violating Article 1, Section 10, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution, gallivanting all over the world, making agreements with foreign powers without the consent of Congress, violating his own oath of office in Article 20, violating the California Constitution in Article 3, Section 1, where California declares that the United States Constitution is the highest law in the land, and also he and every voting member of the legislature, including and his so-called attorney general, who's supposed to find justice, but what he does is further the crime, are in violation of U.S. Code Title 8, for harboring and shielding illegal aliens, which would be a felony if you did it. But when they do it, it's just good politics.
You know, it's important to know that as we talk about politics, that, you know, folks, the reason that we are where we are with the court case and why we're doing the court case is simply because the people that are in office in California, none of them would listen to us or respond to us. And we, you know, even though these folks are supposed to represent us, they don't. They don't support us with any kind of a program. I think, Mark, we've asked every single representative that we have, well, if you've got a better idea, let us know.
Multiple times.
I mean, help us to help you help all of us. And we've done that so many times that we don't have an idea. Well, if you don't have an idea, what's wrong with this one? I mean, we need to get more representation. Well, we do need help. Well, what's wrong with this? Well, vote for more Republicans. How does that work? And I want to get your take on that and kind of bring people around to the fact that we're in this court case because no one listened to us.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, here, look, we all know that we want the state of Jefferson, and quite frankly, in the long run, the state of Jefferson, no matter what we fix in California, the state of Jefferson is our only viable long-term insurance that somehow the oligarchy and the tyrants won't get a hold of our lives and our property and our liberty and our money and our means to defend those things. And so, but for now, I mean, when we look at it, we have gone through the legislative route. We've appealed to the legislature with, and everybody has heard this a million times, tens of thousands of emails, tens of thousands of phone calls, thousands of personal visits. We've attempted to get them to listen to us with a maximum effort. And we couldn't get one single one of them to even ask what we want or why we want it, not even our own. In fact, our own representatives are some of the worst crooks we have in California, and they call themselves conservatives. But they'll vote against the Constitution every time, or they'll vote against you every time. I mean, look at the water bond. Every single one of our supposed representatives voted for SB1, and their claim was, oh, it'll fix water in California forever and secure water for our grandchildren. But the majority oligarchy-controlled California Water Board just struck down every single water storage project in that bond. So they now have $8 billion of our money that's not going to build any water storage. What's it going to do? Oh, it's going to restore ecosystems and build park trails in the Santa Monica Mountains and build porta-potties in the Coachella Valley and fund Catherine Coleman, who used to be head of California EPA and used to be part of the California Water Quality Management Board, and she's been kicked out of both of those organizations. She was part of federal EPA, part of the oligarchy, and now she's in charge of some outfit called the Pacific Ocean Conservancy, and they're going to get millions and millions of your dollars. Well, what do they do with that money? They turn around and
and donate to Democratic political candidates. That is the oligarchy, folks. You know, you have a senator bought and paid for, Dianne Feinstein. Her husband's made more money off politics and her position than probably anybody except maybe Nancy Pelosi and her husband. Bought and paid for. And here's her take on liberty. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in those guns. And if I could have got 51 votes in the Senate, I'd have done it. And I favor an assault weapons ban. Well, here's her problem. She isn't nearly communist enough now. So Kevin DeLeon got the support of the most crooked union in the United States of America, the SEIU. They march with the American Communist Party in the May Day parade in Los Angeles every year. And he managed to convince the Democratic Party not to support Dianne Feinstein because she's not liberal enough. So when Kevin Leon, I'm sorry, he changed his name to DeLeon so he'd sound more ethnic. When Kevin Leon gets his way and he's elected California's United States Senator, you're going to wish Dianne Feinstein was still in her chair because she's a hell of a lot more conservative than that crooked commie. So that's where we're going, folks. And they don't care what you think or what you want. They're in business for themselves. They control the business of politics through a legislature that has not expanded in 150 years. And we need to stop that first so that we can find our path to statehood in that process.
That's very well put, and I think that was a great explanation. And like you said, a lot of folks that are listening have heard this a lot of times, but I know last week at our meeting we had 80 new people, and many, many of them are coming back this week. And I think that, you know, for those of us who have been around and been fighting this fight for a while, you know, apologies if things sound redundant, but Mark, you really laid that out very, very well, because that's the understanding of this. We've heard so many times, the court case won't get us a state. We never said it would get us a state. We totally understand that. But we also understand that going through it, going through the legislative body, they've turned a deaf ear. You can do whatever you want. You can read a grievance a week for 1,000 weeks, but you're not going to get a politician to A, ever relinquish any power, or B, ever to change their mind if they're doing quite well, thank you, the way they're doing things now. What say you, Mark?
Well, yeah, I agree. And I mean, the former chief of Daryl Steinberg's office, the former crooked Senate pro tem in Sacramento, said very pointedly, you guys have some great points for statehood, and I don't disagree with most of them. However, here's your problem. No politician in Sacramento wants change, and no politician in Sacramento is going to give up the power they've gained. And even the power, God bless Mr. Allen. I really hope he does well. I'm going to vote for a conservative. Certainly we have our problems with the Republican Party in California, but they are the conservatives in the room. We must try to elect a conservative governor, or we'll go down the drain maybe faster than we can stop it. So please vote conservative in the governor's election, and God bless Mr. Allen for putting himself out there, and Cox and any other conservative that tries to run for governor, because it's not a very easy place to sit. But having said that, most of them have never read the California Constitution and never read the United States Constitution. They're very willing, and most of them will say to you, oh, we don't need more politicians in Sacramento. And, you know, really, they're right. We need more representatives. We need to get rid of the politicians. And the way forward is to make government closer to the people. Representation only works when the people have easy and adequate access to their representative, and it's cheap and it's easy to get rid of a bum when he turns out to be a crooked representative. And that's only done through smaller districts. You know, they all say, oh, you just want bigger government. Well, mathematically, if that's true, the government of China is the perfect government, because their chairman is now making a constitutional move to be president for life. So if you want one representative, then that must be small government. And because we want representatives that are beholden to the people, our enemies are saying, oh, that's just bigger government. What a lie. What a bunch of trash. I mean, we've got to put this train back on the tracks. This court case is the only thing anyone is trying to do in order to accomplish that, save the federal court case back east about the Congress. We're the only ones with a plan. Help us. You know, gee, if you're tired of what's going on in your city, in your community, in your state, help us. And if you have a better plan, don't keep it a secret. We'd love to hear it.
Well, with that, I just got the signal. We're going to go to our last break. And then, Mark, if you could hang on with us, would you mind doing that, sir?
Sure.
Great. Okay, we're going to go to our last break here, and then we'll come back and finish out the program. I do want to talk a little bit about some of the people running for governor on the Republican side, Mark, and get some feedback from you on that, my good friend. So anyway, Wynn, I guess time has come, buddy.
4:51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Sally rocking out to this, and I'm sure Mark Cindy's rocking out to this.
Yeah, we are.
Jackson Brown Girls.
We are running on empty.
That's anyway, are you there with us, Kemosabe?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just looking at this one other thing. Here's what your United States senator thinks of your inalienable rights. Banning guns addresses a fundamental right of all Americans to feel safe. Not to be safe, but to feel safe. The former vice president of the United States, banning guns is an idea whose time has come. That's where this is going, folks. You know, John Locke said we have four fundamental, natural, inalienable, and what he called absolute rights. Life, liberty, property, and the means to defend ourselves, our homes, our community, and our state. That's what we're fighting for, and no less. No less than that. Your children and your grandchildren will grow up in a world that you don't even recognize unless we win, and we're the only ones trying to do anything. Not only has the time come for 51, but the time to stop the takeover of California by the socialist oligarchy in Sacramento has come as well. And we need to go on the 28th, and we need to demand our day in court. People created Article III courts in the United States Constitution. We, the people of the United States, created that document. It is time for the people to go to Sacramento, to the Robert E. Matsui Courthouse, and demand that the Article III court housed in that building follow the Constitution and obey the will of the people and give us justice and give us our day in court.
Well, that's well put, Mark, you know, and because of the fact that it's such a mess in Sacramento, we made a phone call the other day to all the representatives of the North State. None of them are backing either Republican candidate at this point, meaning
wow.
Whether Cox or, and we asked, you know, hey, well, we just want your opinion because after all, you guys, but none of them are doing that. Nobody's taking that position. However, we do know that there is some, that Travis Allen did say that James Gallagher is endorsing him. Now, I called James's office, and I didn't quite get that. In fact, all the offices, well, we haven't really made up our mind yet. And part of the problem with the Republican Party, when you have Scott Bios now running, remember him, Chauncey from Happy Days, you have John Cox, Anthony Acevedo, and you also have Travis Allen, and none of them want to relinquish and get behind the other because they're all busy trying, I guess, to split everything. I mean, to me, it makes no sense. The Democrats get behind one or two people, eventually get behind one person, and here we have an election, in three months or so, and we still don't have our elected officials, whether that be Daley or whether that be Nielsen or whether that be Gaines or Bigelow or any of those guys, getting behind any candidate. I mean, what's their opinion? Well, their opinion is they have no opinion, so there's four guys out there, so we lose again. And, Mark, you made a good point about our gun rights, and we do have to have a conservative to hold off this illegal communist regime that's trying to take over the state of California. And frankly, as you said, and I agree with you, they may have done it already.
Well, you know, I just want to reiterate, I know this is tough for everybody, but coming into the primary, put your personal feelings aside. Get behind the conservative that's leading in the polls and vote for that conservative because in the best of two primary, we face a very real danger that there won't be a conservative on the ballot for the governor's election. We can't have that. So rally behind the front-running conservative, good, bad, or indifferent. We must have a conservative and vote for that conservative. Or I'm telling you, the slope that we have to climb is going to get steeper and steeper and steeper.
And you're right about that. Also,
and people have to understand, too, why we have to vote for a conservative, because if we don't, they're going to have, like we did with Senator when they did, what's her name, Kamala Harris. There were two Democrat senators running against each other. There was not a conservative senator in there because they didn't get the votes.
No, your choice was between Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
That's right. And we always end up getting the worst of the worst when that happens, always. That's why
we're... Well, Joe Stalin loved that method of government. You know, the Communist Party was the only name on the ballot. You could pick number one or number two, but you were still getting a member of the Communist Party, and that's the same in California. What are you thinking, you know?
And it's done by design, because then that way, when the first one gets in, then the second one goes in and helps out. So you're still getting
exactly.
top one and two dog of the race for that kind of a program, whereas we don't even get a chance to be in the fight.
Well, we did ask.
And because your voice is not heard in the legislature
right.
and you have no representation, you're never going to get a vote in the fight unless we, the people of the state of California, who are grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to secure and perpetuate its blessings, we do something about this.
You're right. And, you know, when we go back to what you just said, which is absolutely the truth, you would think, and we asked Cox's people, and we asked Travis Allen, you know, would you get behind the other guy if he was a front runner? Basically, neither one of them said they would, or they'd relinquish anything. So, I mean, again,
well,
the egos
there you
are
go.
Just...
There's
yeah.
that persnickety, partisan, oligarchy-type politics, but we, the people, have got to be smarter than they are, because our representatives are not particularly bright individuals on the whole. So let's try to do their thinking for them and have the people of Jefferson and the people of California, I hope, choose the conservative who seems to be the leader, and make your own determination how you decide that. But rally around that person. He may not be a perfect person. He may not be the perfect guy for the job. But we've got to have a conservative, or like I said, the hill we have to climb is going to be vertical.
Well, and right now we have 12 that are declared. 12 conservatives declared running for the candidacy.
Well,
it
seems like Cox and Allen are the two front runners.
They are.
Plus, really, your choice is between those two so far, and that may change, but I doubt it.
But then also we have five others added on there that are potentials. So we could have a potential candidacy race of 17. So then that's where people have to decide who they're going to run for, who's going to run, and who they're going to vote for. And so we have 17 muddying up the waters.
I don't want to tell people what to do, but personally, I'm going to keep my eye on Cox and Allen. I lean towards Allen. He is more logical and makes more sense, although he is a big government guy. But I lean towards him because he is a conservative. He does value the Second Amendment. So I'm leaning towards him. I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for because I don't know yet, but it'll probably be between Cox and Allen, and we need a conservative. Don't split the vote. The best of two primary is not good for us when the vote splits. Rally around one of these guys. Pick the front runner, and let's get him elected, and we can do it, and we better do it, because if Gavin Newsom or Tony Villar, I'm sorry, he changed his name, too, to Tony Villa LaGrossa or something.
Yep.
One of those wins the governor's chair, you can kiss the rest of your God-given rights goodbye in the state of California, period.
Amen.
Rally Sally just hopped on. Hey, babe, how you doing? You there, Sally?
I am.
Go for it, hon.
Well, I just want to, you guys were talking about the top two vote-getters, and there is an initiative that we are working on. People can sign it at our meeting on Monday night. It's called Stop the Top Two. And what it would do is it would change the way we elect our people from the top two back to the way it was in 2014, when there were people from both parties or from all political parties on the ballot for people to vote for.
That's a great idea, and I support that, and I'll sign it immediately, but it won't help us in this next election.
It won't. Although they are trying to get it enough signatures to put it on the ballot for this upcoming 2018 election.
But with the elections that we have in California, they're going to tweak it so it'll never happen, right?
Yeah.
You look at San Francisco, 144% of their able-bodied voters voted. 144%. How does that work?
Well, you know, there is voter fraud in the state, and I could prove that if anybody asked me. But the point is, we live with this fraud. We live with the lie. We live with the liars, because the liars are the oligarchy that owns you and me. We have a chance to break that cycle. If we don't take that opportunity and make it happen, then shame on us. You know, that brings us back to the petition. We have that petition in Washington, D.C. at whitehouse.gov. You know, look, folks, we can get 10,000 people to watch a town hall meeting online, how about getting those same people to click on a petition?
We got you 1 minute, guys. We got 1 minute.
Amen. They should all do the petition. Anything else, Sally?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the EIP has submitted a lawsuit against the state of California for voter fraud, and they intend to see it through and prove that the California needs to clean up their voter rolls and check on these motor voter registrations.
Yeah,
so there is a lawsuit being filed
by
Landmark Legal Corporation.
Yep, and Judicial Watch. And those guys, hats off to those guys. Congrats to those guys. And we need to support all this stuff, folks. That's the way it is. So, Sally, Mark, we got to sign off. We've got the high sign here. So, when, my friend, I guess time has come.
For 51.
The time has come, 51, in the Jefferson State of mind.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
A North Korean envoy making a rare visit to South Korea today made a rare statement. He says his country is willing to open talks with the U.S. It's a step toward diplomacy between enemies after a year of North Korean provocations, missile and nuclear tests, and the occasional threat of war. President Trump has been pushing for talks. Billy Graham's mortal remains completed the first of several final